Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, the fastest growing B2B radio network in the country. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and in the studio with me today, networking for healthcare founder and director, Jody Towns. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to see you here. We got caught up in the lobby. It's been, a handful of months since we've seen each other last.
Yeah.
But I am very excited to learn specifically about this venue or this aspect of your business, because I know you're like me. You got a lot of irons in the fire. And networking for healthcare is something that I know you've been working on since the spring.
Yes. Actually, for probably a lot longer in my mind.
Right? But yes. Formulates and yes. Gets ready. But really out there among the medical practices and the health industry since about
April, March, April is when I started promoting it. And then we had our first event in May.
Okay. So get our listeners, in tune with what you're doing. What is networking for healthcare?
Okay. So thank you again. I'm just thrilled to be here. I'm so excited to share information and hopefully get other people information to get them involved and so forth. So this was, again, an idea in my head for probably a number of years, because I have been in healthcare for, over 6 years. I selfishly was trying to figure out how to get out and just network with other people like me. I'm in healthcare marketing. I'm actually a healthcare marketer. I do a lot of things centered around, working with medical professionals like physicians and so forth, and really teaching them and also teaching myself how to meet and build relationships with other people in our profession. And so again, selfishly, I'm like, where do all these people hang out? Because this is exhausting, like trying to get out to offices and, meet people, and everyone is just so busy all the time. So I started researching and looking for, an event or a networking group that was centered around, healthcare medical people. Again, anywhere from people like me in the marketing world to actual doctors. And I couldn't find anything. So that's really where it all started, is I thought, well, if there's nothing out there in the Phoenix metro area, I'm just going to start something.
Fantastic.
And so really at the, closer to the beginning of the year is really when I started, moving forward. I started promoting getting an event together. And I just was starting to get a really great response. So then I settled on a date, and we had, like I mentioned, our first event in May, and we had, a full house. I probably had over 40 people. I expected 10.
Yeah.
And so it was just amazing. And it just really has, just continued to just receive an overwhelming response since.
So good for you. The idea then is for health practitioners, doctors, and anybody in the healthcare industry to have a kind of an exclusive place to come and network and get together, so that they can collaborate and connect and refer. Am I getting that right?
Yes, definitely. So, what I wanted to create was just an environment where, it's a safe environment. It's a very relaxed environment. It made sense. I mean, medical people, especially physicians, are very busy, as we all know, and daytime hours are pretty much, not able to do anything other than seeing patients and things like that. So I wanted to create an event that was going to be after work hours. It was going to be structured, but yet not structured. Something where it's just creating a venue or an event for people to just come together and just meet one another. And then the goal is always, and I always encourage this during the events, is to take these conversations offline. Find people within the group that you'd love to have a cup of coffee with or just a phone call, just so that you can get to know one another. Because what I found after leaving a role in primary care, so family medicine, I realized that there's this whole world of specialty doctors out there that really their bread and butter is meeting other physicians
and
building
referrals.
Building that referral marketing or referral relationships to have one another to, you know, to really count on to share patients. And so that's really what kind of started it for me, is that I do actively work as a healthcare marketer. I work for a orthopedic surgeon in the Northwest Valley. I work just part-time for him, but really what it does, it keeps me very fresh on what does that mean? Like, what does it mean for me to go into offices and really create relationships? And it's not just a one-night stand with these folks. It's like going in, you know, and just finding out, like, what are their needs? What are they looking for? Sharing what we do and just creating a relationship. And I know that a lot of physicians are really looking to do the same thing, but they need to have these kind of one-off conversations and an opportunity to meet these people. So
and they probably don't know how either.
No.
I don't want to make an assumption, but we, several weeks ago, I haven't been doing this that long that I can say months ago, but a few weeks ago, we had Gina Orr with Passions for Patients on, and her role in the medical industry is to help office staff become more, you know, patient focused.
Yes.
And that conversation got me thinking, and that's why I mention it now, is that even people within the office staff and the doctor themselves don't necessarily come with a marketing background or a communications skill set.
Right.
And if that's lacking, then they're not easily referable.
Right.
Or if they're so busy with their practice and their patients and they're not out networking,
yes,
and the right networking, that's really what we're talking about,
yes,
then they may not be building those critical relationships that makes it so easy to refer. So
absolutely.
I'm in awe of what you're up to.
Yeah.
And when you were speaking a little bit about your background, you were saying, you know, you've done a lot of healthcare marketing. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but I thought you are the consummate expert in healthcare marketing. I know that from a lot of the things I've watched and seen you do in the past. And we've had a great conversation about all the practices and doctors that you've helped elevate. And so what a great way to continue to put yourself out there as an expert when it comes to marketing and helping people build great practices.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for that. I appreciate that. And yeah, and that's really where that word safe environment comes from, because you're absolutely right. I've learned through these many years that doctors are amazing individuals, but you're right. They don't learn in medical school often how to
run a practice,
how to, you know, like we've said, you know, build those relationships or have those communication skills. They're generally really good one-on-one with their patients. They're maybe not so good in more group settings. And that's, again, like the majority. There are definitely some physicians that are just fabulous in all aspects, but those are definitely the minority. So this environment definitely is a safe environment where it does actually, what I do kind of make them do is I force them to give their little elevator speech. And it's a way for this group. And again, it's growing every time we've had these events, more and more medical professionals are joining in and they're getting this opportunity to really practice that elevator speech and really kind of figure out how do they say in a very short, you know, fashion, what their practice is all about and what is their ideal patient. And then, yes, to your point that it's not only teaching them, you know, how to be able to verbalize that, but also to interact with people and figure out, you know, how to build those relationships, because just like in any industry in any business, it is all about referrals, you know, getting just the word of mouth referrals.
And you're giving them not only the platform and the opportunity, but the nudge and the structure. You mentioned that it isn't fully structured, but I know you.
Yeah.
And so they don't just show up and everybody stands around and looks at each other.
Right.
You have a beautiful and elegant way of welcoming everybody, right? I haven't been in one of these, but I know you.
Yes.
And kind of teeing it up so it does, again, feel safe, giving them some ideas of how they might share who they are and who they serve and maybe what kind of business they're looking for. As far as referrals go.
Right.
I can't help but think as you're chatting, as a healthcare marketing expert, I know, I can think of even the doctors that I go to who have been in my life for, oh my gosh, 12 plus years. People who I wouldn't be here without.
Right.
I do know that they've referred me on a few occasions. And I also know because, I've done a little bit of marketing as well. When we've talked about them building their businesses just in conversation, their office, I've never, until meeting you years ago, never knew of anybody specifically focusing on healthcare and medical marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're chatting today, I can't help but think, you know, if someone's just a general marketing professional, while that's great, it might be hard for them to go from maybe the automotive shop to the dog groomer to the medical industry and say insurance. Because I know, you know, especially when those higher regulated industries become part of who your clientele is, there's differences
right.
in social media marketing, in the networking, in the, you know, contacts, in addition to just how you encourage them to show up professionally and personify who they
yes.
are in their marketing.
Right.
So I love that you're doing what you're doing because every industry needs a specialist
yeah.
when it comes to that.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. And that's really when I think about my, the consulting that I offer, it's really focused on just, almost like what you said, the persona. I love that because that's really what it's about. It's like how to create the person that they are as a physician, and the person might even just be a facility, but that persona and how they need to, or how they want to connect with those ideal patients or clients. So, but before I forget, I do want to get back to what you said as far as the structure. So I do actually have it pretty structured. So just to give you an idea.
It feels loose to them, but you know exactly what you're doing when.
Well, yeah, because I want to create something that people are excited about. So one thing, just knowing again, many of the medical people, just like any industry, everyone is so busy. So I definitely foresee this to continue as in every other month. It's not going to be a monthly mixer,
nice.
You know, event. But every other month, something that they can put on their calendar and plan their patient, you know, visits and everything to be able to leave the office and be at this event at 5 o'clock. The event starts at 5. I've had some people ask me, why is it so early? I don't finish patients or our clinic doesn't close. I'm like, it's one day.
Yep.
Every
make
2 months. I'm like, you can make this work.
Because if I give you too much space,
exactly.
you're going to go home or find a reason
right.
to not come.
Or
yeah.
stay back or whatever.
Yeah.
So yes,
yeah.
So it starts at 5 o'clock. There's, you know, just the mix and mingle is from 5 to 6. It gives people just that opportunity to just to roam the room and just, you know, grab a bite to eat and just, you know, just enjoy conversation with people and getting to know one another. And so then at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to continue to do this until we are just like 500 people and just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But literally at 6 o'clock, we stop. I gather everyone around and I basically ask that everybody limit to about, you know, 30 seconds to a minute going around the room and giving an introduction.
Ugh.
And so again, it goes back to what I said about it gives everybody the opportunity to practice and to share more. And people, you know, obviously can take notes and kind of, you know, oh, I need to connect with that person afterwards. We do wrap up. I mean, believe it or not, because again, Karen, you and I know we're like master networkers.
Yes.
Medical people, doctors are not.
Sure.
So they usually want to rush through it. They're not the, you know, 3 minute people.
They're probably like, yay.
Yeah. They just want to get through what they want to say and do it in a very short time. So I've been able to, you know, get everyone and actually be done before 7 o'clock, surprisingly. But it gives everyone a chance that afterwards, you know, to stay after. So we're not there all night long to, you know, again, to connect, you know, exchange business cards, things like that. And then here's the other thing that I've made the commitment to this group is every event that we've done so far, and I will continue to do this, is I provide a list to the people who were there as to who was in the room, their name, their medical practice name.
That's unheard
as
of.
Well as their email address.
But it's exclusive.
Exclusive to the people
safe.
Who just come
yep.
for that night.
I love that. That's
yeah.
really
so
powerful.
I keep the communication with the 100+ doctors that I have on my list that want to be part of the invitation list. I keep in communication with them, but that is really the value of coming is that if you did hear someone's introduction and you're like, wow, I really need to talk to that person or I need to get a business card from them. And maybe they had to step out, you know, early or just as the event ended and they
or
didn't get a chance.
Or are too shy or introverted
yeah,
to walk across
yeah.
the room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They can connect with them through email, send them an email. And I have a lot of practitioners and just medical professionals that are doing that right now. They're just, you know, again, interacting outside of the group. But yeah, that is really one of the biggest values.
That's powerful. I have been to a few networking and I don't tend to go to these events as much as the others. When we are given an opportunity to stand in front of everybody and share, again, just for 30 seconds to a minute, rather than leaving it to chance as to where I happen to land in the room and just pick up a conversation with people, you really are empowering them to not only grow their practice, but make those deep, deep critical connections
exactly.
by letting everybody hear from one person mm-hmm. at a time. I mean, I can imagine that even in the, you know, the events that you've already had, all the businesses is already starting to take place as a result of this opportunity that you're giving them?
Oh my gosh, it's been overwhelming. I mean, I've received emails, LinkedIn messages, I mean, just all kinds of things in order to, from people, you know, connecting with me, asking to be put on my list and just want to be a part of the group. And I have to say, it is exclusive. You did mention that. I really do want to hold true to the group, and that is to keep it at medical and healthcare people only.
Yes.
So they have to be working within the medical field, but they don't all always have to be doctors. They
sure.
could be other professionals like myself who serve the medical community. They could be pharmaceutical reps. They could be compounding pharmacies. It just really runs the whole range of medical type people. But there has been a few that I've had to turn away. But, you know, again, there's, you know, exceptional networking groups out there. I've just been able to steer people in other directions, or down the road, there may be some other opportunities for them to get involved.
I've done the same thing with Business Radio X, right? While we are a great platform to get people's content and great stories out, we are definitely not for everybody. And like you, I have another radio show that I can refer people to if they're not the best fit here. And that always feels good, doesn't it?
Yes. Because
we want to be somewhat exclusive and really maintain that high level of expectation on behalf of our clients. And at the same time, I don't want to just say no.
I know. I'm totally. Yeah.
But I like to have another avenue. So that's great. I share that with you. Tell me about some of your short range plans for networking for healthcare.
Yeah. So what short term is, again, I'm hosting these events every other month. Our next event is coming up in August. I actually have a wait list right now of medical practices that are wanting to actually host it, because it gives them an excellent opportunity to open up their doors. I mean, it's like having, you know, everybody that you want to know in your living room.
It's open house. Yeah.
It's an open house. And so I
what
do
a
have
great
a list right
place
now
to host it.
Yes. It's just, yeah, it's a great opportunity. So I've been very grateful for the people and the businesses that have stepped forward so far. We have Golden Heart Senior Care that's going to be coming up in August.
Wonderful.
And then I have Health South is going to be hosting us in October. And so I have locations through the end of the year already, you know, situated. And we're just going to continue to give within the group opportunities for our members, so to speak, to again take the opportunity to host these events. And I do still ask that I'm pretty much the party planner. I like to be involved in all of that. So, you know, all of the RSVPs, all of the, you know, catering, just everything with the logistics, they know that they can count on me to basically handle everything for them.
I'm sure they deeply appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's just also that side that I do, from a business perspective, I do want to still kind of maintain control of just knowing who's all going to be there, you know, just making sure that there's a guest list and that we're planning appropriately and so forth. And yeah, and it's just been working out great. So
I love it. Now tell me long term, because I know you mentioned even this venture for you was in the makings a long time in your mind and in your heart.
Yeah.
What's long term for networking for healthcare?
Well, one of the long-term goals is I would love to be able to create a platform for all of our members. And so members meaning the folks that have made a commitment and are continuing to help me really grow this group and be there for these type of events. I want to create a venue that they're going to be able to really showcase what they provide to the public and to the community. So people like you and I who are consumers, and we're always, you know, wanting to find, you know, the best of the best in healthcare, you know, medical. I want to be able to have an event that is going to be just an open house for the public to be able to come and meet these different medical businesses. And so I'm looking at doing that. I would like to do that 2 times next year.
Wonderful.
So I am planning for first quarter and then in the fall. So these would be both for 2018. And yes, I'm really excited about that. So, and I think that, you know, again, it's going to give these these doctors also an opportunity to provide education, not only to the public, but also to their peers, so to speak, so that we're going to have some breakout sessions that would actually be geared towards physician education. So, you know, a doctor who maybe has an expertise in, I'll use an example of my orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Brian Gruber. He provides stem cell and PRP injection therapies. He's a surgeon, but he's always wanting to educate his patients about, you know, surgery is not always the first thing that you need to look at. There may be some other things that we can do to kind of get you by for the next couple of years or whatever. So he also would be a great speaker, not only for the patient population or potential patient population, but also for, you know, other doctors out there so that they can really understand what he, you know, provides in a world of healthcare where there are a lot of things that are just, you know, are unknowns. There's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things that are people maybe aren't as qualified to be doing. And this would just be another place for these physicians to really kind of showcase what they provide out to the medical community.
Wow. I would imagine being part of the network and then having those two twice a year opportunities to not only showcase who they are, but even as the whole group as a whole. And you said inviting in the public, right? So it's not only open to other medical practices, but really anybody who's looking to learn more and
just be educated.
It's fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Because it's important. I mean, I've always, just being in healthcare, just always wanting to make sure that people are educating, you know, it's your body. You should really understand like what is taking place and what are your options, and prevention is huge. And that's another thing is that a lot of the doctors within our network are offering more of an integrative, holistic type approach to medicine. And, you know, and a lot of times the public doesn't know about those different options. They just kind of know, you know, the allopathic, just, you know, using prescriptions and things like that. And this gives other practitioners the ability to incorporate things that are more of a holistic approach to helping people, you know, get better.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm fascinated. And my mind, of course, is racing about the introductions I can share with you from my professional life and also my personal life. It's just amazing. How do you encourage medical professionals like doctors to get out and network to grow their practices beyond this group? Clearly you help them. What beyond that? Can you give a little glimpse of how you might coach someone?
Yeah. Cause I do this all the time.
Cause
again, it's not second nature for them. It's really not, you know, they're great with patient care, you know, most of the time. So really just teaching them like how to connect with people and how to, you know, really identify who would be their referral partners, you know, who would be, but it's not just, you know, receiving. It's also how can you give back?
Yeah.
And another thing that, I've really taught and I practice this myself is giving thanks. Also to the referral partners when they do send you a patient. It's really important that you actually go back to that practice or that doctor and say thank you and tell them how much you appreciate the fact that they've got a lot of choices. Doctors have a lot of choices out there on who they can refer their patients to. And it really should be something that is collaborative and that they're also, again, you know, doing it in a way where they're showing appreciation to one another. So, but yeah, that's it. Again, it's not second nature for them to create these relationships. Often, you know, as we mentioned in the very beginning of this, sometimes it does require actually hiring somebody who can kind of be the face of the practice and get out into the community and really brand them in a way where they're reaching and connecting to the type of partners that are going to help to, you know, really build their practice the way that they want to.
So important, especially the way that healthcare has shifted and the way even billing and insurance has shifted. And I don't know if it's the case any longer. Maybe you can speak to this, but so many, you know, smaller practices joining forces with the larger conglomerations because it doesn't make sense for them financially to, you know, to stay open on their own.
Right. It's hard.
So what an important time for you to be offering this safe, exclusive, really private opportunity for people to come together instead of just showing up at a networking event and having someone's, hey, can you take a look at my foot?
Right. Yeah. No.
Right. This is more, hey, you know, this is what I'm doing. And oh, yeah. Have you heard about this method? And
how can we help one another?
Yes.
You know, that's the other thing is that you're absolutely right. I talk to physicians and practitioners all the time that are kind of that solo person. And it is really a struggle. And you're right. A lot of, especially in primary care, a lot of doctors are just, you know, falling short in the expense that it takes to actually keep a practice open. And they are, you know, joining forces with some of the hospital groups and things like that. And for some doctors, it just completely makes sense, you know, and I'm not knocking that by any means,
sure.
But there's a lot of physicians that I think if they did the business the right way and really looked at it in a strategic approach on how to market themselves,
yep.
And obviously using all of the digital marketing, you know, having strong website and social media and all of that is one side of it. But where I'm really strong in is the promotion side. It's really getting out and connecting with who is your ideal patient and how can you get in touch with them? How can you get in front of them so that you can build a practice that you really love and you love everyone who's involved in it? It's important that they understand like how to do the things that don't always cost a lot of money too.
Right.
And that will help those solo doctors be able to stay in practice and really serve their patients. And because many of them got into medicine, obviously to help people, that's usually
right.
First and foremost, we hope,
right.
We hope that's why doctors got into it. It's not always about the money because quite frankly, they don't always make a lot of money.
Right.
But if they can, figure out ways to be able to do it in a way that makes sense for them to build their practice and, like I said, and just really connect with either their patients or their potential patients or people that they can band forces together with and create those strategic relationships, business relationships with other doctors where they might still be in an independent practice, but they're working together with maybe a team of other people. And that's kind of how I operate. I don't handle social media. I don't handle, you know, building a website or changing out, you know, a website, but I've got great people that I can fall on that I know that will take care of my clients as I am able to kind of outsource and say, hey, you need to work with so-and-so. Doctors need to do the same thing. They have to have a pool of people that they can kind of, that all are like-minded and that are going to serve their patient the way that they serve
them.
Well,
and you also know enough about each of those different aspects
yes.
of the whole marketing package to help a physician and their medical practice really be streamlined in all of their efforts.
Right,
right.
Right.
So that's important. While you personally don't do it all, you certainly know enough about it to
yes.
get them going in the right direction and
definitely.
Hold that team accountable.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love it. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
And I wouldn't expect anything less from you. I'm sure there's a lot of great pride in now experiencing these events and having people come together and having them just feel like,
yes.
We're at a place that's safe and fun and informative
yes.
and very highly strategic.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I've had such great, you know, responses and thank yous and just notes after events and things like that people who have attended have sent me. And it just warms my heart to know that I'm pulling together, you know, something that we all really wanted. It's just, we all knew it wasn't out there.
Yeah.
And so it just took one person to just kind of get something going. And so, you know, so I would love to, you know, even down the road, move this out of the Phoenix area and possibly do
of
this
course
in other
you would.
Yes. Other locations.
Yep. So. And I would imagine if you didn't find it in the Metro Phoenix area,
yes.
it's likely not happening in other parts of the country.
Absolutely.
And so needed. What a great goal.
Yeah. Phoenix is actually surprisingly is a big medical community.
Oh, sure.
But there are obviously other communities that are just like us and bigger.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're all, you know, desperate for just something, you know, something strategic, but yet fun to be able to really get together and meet people and interact and build
so
those
important.
Relationships.
Yeah,
so.
it's kind of like the saying that if you can't find the book that you want to read, you probably ought to write it yourself. And that's really what you've done for healthcare. There wasn't this opportunity and you went ahead and created it. And now look at you go. It's really exciting.
Thank you.
Jody, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm looking forward to the next occasion for us to be back. I know we've already been brainstorming about some of the the doctors and physicians and healthcare partners that we might get to highlight here at Phoenix Business Radio. So I would welcome you back again if you're willing.
Thank you, Karen. Yes,
absolutely. And for our listeners today who are just now getting to know you and networking for healthcare, how can they get a hold of you?
The best way is to give me a call. My phone number is 602-741-3190. I do have two websites that I want to mention. First and foremost is the networkingforhealthcare.com. So very easy, networkingforhealthcare.com. Please go out there if you have any interest in learning more about our mix and mingles and events and things. You can get all the information there. You can also contact me from the website. And then I also have my own website, jodytowns.com, that I would love to have you take a look at as well if you're interested.
And it's JODITOWNS.
Correct.
.com. Great. We'll have it on our network and our website as well. Again, it's been a pleasure to have you here today. And I know once the on-air button goes off, we'll have a lot more to talk about. But listeners, you don't get to be part of that.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh,
I so
you're welcome.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks again. On behalf of Phoenix Business Radio X, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people like Jody Towns, I'm Karen Owicki, and we'll see you next time.